for these folks, but then...
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
They made decisions. It's why we can't have nice things. And we will start right here in North Texas. This coming out of the Tarrant County District Attorney's Office yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, 19-year-old Abdias Espinoza of Dallas yesterday pled guilty to both burglary of a habitation with intent to commit aggravated robbery and aggravated robbery. Sentenced to 45 years in prison. As Espinoza states back to a December 2024 break-in in a North Richland home, North Richland Hills home. Prosecutors say three men executed a premeditated armed home invasion, pretending to be delivery food drivers. That's how they got the person to the door. And then they ambushed the victim, pistol whipped him, threatened to kill his family, and demanded money from his cryptocurrency wallet. Yeah, the victim's wife called 911 while she was hiding with her kids. Suspects ran from the house when they heard police sirens. They didn't get very far. Three of them were caught. And he is the first to be sentenced 45 years for all of this. But if somebody tries to rob me and says, give me all your crypto, I don't know what to do at that point. I don't.
I'm sorry for being a disappointment.
I think you already have it. I don't know.
So picture this. You've just signed the lease on a new home. You got the U-Haul out front. You got the kids. You've got the fresh paint, and the welcoming committee comes right on into the living room. It is in the form of a Komodo dragon in Alameda, California.
Not cool. Those are really mean and bad, right?
If I'm not mistaken, I think even like their saliva could poison you. That's cute. Billy Bob Thornton actually hates these more than almost anything, and I'm on board with this.
Okay.
A bit of panic then ensued. The residents called police, who somehow wrangled the beast. I don't think that's in policing jobs.
No.
I don't think that's in there, which is also why it's important to do the walkthrough.
Yeah. This time with Khaleesi from Game of Thrones. Well, GPS, some people will follow it no matter what, including these three travelers from Taiwan. And these Taiwanese ladies were out there on the ski slopes of the European countryside of Andorra. Sounds mythical, doesn't it?
Mm.
Well, evidently it's pretty beautiful because photos of a black Mercedes stuck at the bottom of a snow-covered slope next to a snow cannon been going the rounds on social media because on January 6th, these three tourists from Taiwan followed GPS every which way it told them to go. And that included right there on a very, very popular ski slope. Getting the car back on the road required three metal cranes, over 3 hours of work, and it's not an off-road vehicle. But the picture, they're all smiling.
You know, there's a lot of places to tie the knot, JB. You know this better than anyone.
Yeah, buddy.
The church, the beach, the River Ranch Stockyards, or a budget airline carrier. One fun couple, Tina and Roger, well, they tied the knot on a Southwest Airlines flight right in front of the cockpit door. It was very romantic, but some people did object during the ceremony.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's because they were blocking the bathroom. They then rode off into the sunset on a motorized luggage cart with a Just Married sign on the back. Tina's mother is very, very disappointed. I'm sorry.
Did they live stream it as well? Everybody's doing it. Let us go. This comes from Manchester, England. And the Bobbies over there, the Manchester, England police, recently used the use of DNA to find their perpetrator and bust a burglar. Shane Walker had broke in, and actually several, break-in spree across Rotterdam, Doncaster, Barnsley. Oh, you know all the noble spots.
Yes, I do. All the Kesters.
Stealing along the way a lot of irreplaceable items, like war medals, and cherished engagement rings, and the like. But along the way decided to take a hunk of cheese.
Oh.
Take a bite out of it.
I mean,
that was enough to leave his DNA there that led them right back to Shane Walker. Must have read that book on how you have to get up early in the morning and get the cheese. Dum, 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 dum.
Now, I'm not saying that people are entitled in this wild day and age, but two OnlyFans models got in big trouble on a flight out of Miami, Florida. You see, it's Lacey Jane and Sanaya Mallory. Big stars.
Them. Yeah,
they know the power of their fame and decided to camp out in the first class section of the flight. However, they did not have tickets for first class and admitted, "We're just drunk and you want us out of here." Staff then had to call in police. They were arrested, made a stink doing acrobatics on the way out of the airport, and of course showed all this on social after they got out of jail.
See, if they'd have picked the same flight as the couple that got married, then they could have live streamed the thing. See?
We need the clicks.
And then finally, let's go to Brooklyn. Suspects there in Brooklyn recently broke into a closed barbecue restaurant in Brooklyn where they stole a refrigerator, the entire refrigerator, which is rather large, obviously, one might think, and it was. And then they subsequently pulled it down the street with their truck. It happened in the middle of the night there in Brooklyn, 1 a.m. They got away with it, too. Police recovered surveillance footage of one of the suspects. They're seeking the public's help in catching the others. And apologized, the police did, for their late response, because when somebody calls 911 in the middle of the night saying, "I see a refrigerator running," well, nobody...